Kei te whakarongo koe, great, oh no, kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuhi tēnei, listening to 95 BFM Breakfast. I'm very excited for our next guest. We've got Asia on the line. Mō rene e hoa, kei te pēhia koe?
Oh, ngā mihi o te ata, ai, kei te ora pai, aho, kei te pēhia koutou?
Kei te pai, kei te pai. Kei te manahau aho. I'm excited to talk about this beautiful new waiata, e ua e te ua. It's, oh my gosh, it's so gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, of course. Tell us a little bit about where this waiata came from for you.
Yeah, so in 2023, I think, I was a part of what was called Reo Māori Song Hubs at the time, which you might be familiar with, a beautiful forum and wānanga, I suppose, of creatives, producers, mātanga reo and artists that come together for a week. And we were based down here in Wellington for that Reo Māori Song Hubs. And so we had a week to write demos and people were split into groups. Some amazing artists like Tawas, we had Noema Te Hau, Billie Jean, and just, you know, wonderful friends of mine who basically all collaborated together over a week. And I think the result in terms of content that came out was about 16-17 demos.
Wow.
And so E Ua E Te Ua, I was really fortunate to work with the Rōpū at the time that I was a part of, and we had created a song in a day. And so, yeah, it's been sleeping for a couple of years, you know, and the demo is actually the song you hear today with a bit of mixing and mastering, really. So it's really nice to revive it and share it with everyone.
Oh, amazing. Miharo, that's pretty incredible that a song that was made in about a day is pretty much what we hear today. It sounds so clean.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a process, eh? Because, like, for me, I'm quite used to, you know, spending time on writing, you know, building a song maybe from a live set, you know, over months or over weeks or even years sometimes. So this was a really fast format for me. But I think, you know, the beautiful thing about that particular process was that we were able to collaborate, and the power of collaboration is pretty epic. So you just, you know, you never prepared for it, but it was nice to just see where it would go. And E Ua E Te Ua was one of the many demos that came out of that kaupapa. So, yeah.
And I guess collaboration is quite a big part of your process, eh? I know that on your album last year you worked with Ma and Maratike, and now writing more songs in Te Reo Māori, it must be quite special to share that with others, that process.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, as I was singing and growing up earlier in music, like I mean, collaboration was a part of what I would do with my whānau. Mm. Although, you know, they're just my whānau, so it was always sort of our tonga to share with each other. Mm. And so, you know, develop beautiful songs in te reo Pākehā over those years. And then I think it just, yeah, naturally I am really drawn to people that, you know, like-minded or really interested in what can be developed with other artists over time. And so that has been, yeah, definitely more in my solo career. I've just, you know, had people reach out as well and really want to work with me. And so that's something that I'm like, well, I think this is all part of it. You know, I think there's a lot of beauty in that. And, you know, I get to network and then I get to build relationships with these people. And so, you know, and also that's sort of set in stone now. Like, I can always refer back to a song that we've written together and go, man, we did that, you know. I did that with this artist or that producer. So I'm truly grateful. Yeah, truly grateful to them.
A tāhua. Talk to us a little bit about the kupu of this new waiata. It's a he waiata aroha? It's a love song?
Yeah, the mood of it, I suppose, is romance. And, you know, there's a bit of sadness in there, longing for absolutely a love song, like a lover to return to you. But also I think, you know, when we think te ao Māori concepts as well, is that they are also all love stories. When, you know, I refer to like Rangi and Papa and, you know, for example, maybe the moon and the tides. There's plenty of pūrākau that are out there. And so this waiata is a waiata aroha. You know, it talks about you know, me waiting with Hine Tai, who is the female personification of the tides, asking her to draw her lover, to drive her lover, I should say, back to back ashore to her, or to her, to whoever it is, you know. And, you know, the sort of moon phase, o uenuku, part of our maramataka Māori, you know, that's a certain moon phase in the month. And just, you know, the power of, like, understanding that, you know, that the moon and the tides do work together. So it's a real, there's so many beautiful kupu in that. And, you know, in terms of the writing aspect, I was very fortunate to sit with one of our most known, amazing, beautiful kuia, Te Haumihi Ata Mason, who is, you know, she's your papa kupu that you listen to if you go to Te Aka. You know, she's a wonderful author and just so knowledgeable in terms of Te Reo Māori and Te Reo Pākehā. So it was a really beautiful process to sit with her. And, you know, I was learning new kupu, like hu he, which is, you know, like in the context of the song. You know, I sit here with an empty heart waiting for my lover to return. And so oue and Hine Tai, please bring this person back to me. You know, and then, well, the main hook of the song is Te Hauauru ka mahea noa e te ua. And, you know, that's the west winds that only rain will quell. And so these are all really beautiful lines that have been pulled from, you know, I mean, I suppose it's a nod to our taiao and the weather patterns and, you know, all of those beautiful things that we're able to share, you know, and write about, I suppose. Weave it into the waiata anyway, so, yeah.
It's such a beautiful way to learn more constantly about your reo and for listeners to have a look at, a window into Te Ao Māori as well through waiata. And of course you've released it just ahead of it came out on Friday just ahead of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, which is I tēnei wiki. Talk to us a little bit about what this week means to you and what it feels like to release music during Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, I think it's, you know, he mea nui mo tātou katoa o Aotearoa nei. Tangata tiriti mai, tangata whenua mai, you know, ngā tāngata katoa e noho nei ki tēnei whenua. And so I think, you know, it's beautiful that we can acknowledge, firstly, you know, the taonga, which is our reo Māori, and also, you know, what is our permanent language of Aotearoa as well. And I mean, it's an opportunity for those that either are learning Te Reo Māori or are interested in Te Reo Māori in some way to really exercise, you know, what it is to even maybe just learn one word or just to listen to one reo Māori waiata or watch Māori television or read a Māori published book or, you know what I mean? There's an opportunity to further your knowledge, I suppose, even around things Te Ao Māori. You know, for me, my mahi is the revitalisation within my iwi, and that's my day-to-day job, and so I... And, you know, in my whare, we speak Te Reo Māori. My kids are at Kura Kaupapa Māori. So it is an everyday thing. But it is nice to release a waiata reo Māori to support the vehicle of our reo, which, you know, Te Reo Māori can sit in any context. That's a beautiful thing about it, is that it's contextual language. You know, I can go to the moana and I can get a whole puna kupu of things that relate to that context, or I can go to the playground, or, you know, things in my study like cooking, or, you know. So the reo, what I'm trying to say, I think, is that Te Reo Māori is actually everywhere, and, you know, kia kaha mai tātou, because it's a beautiful poetic, metaphoric language, and it's just, yeah, there's always something to learn, so, yeah.
Tautoko. Thank you so much, tēnā koe, Hoa, for having a kōrero with us this morning. I think we should listen to this new track. It's so beautiful. Oh, and I forgot to tell you on the phone before. It's just debuted on the BFM Top 10 already this week.
Oh, massive. Thank you so much.
So people are already loving it.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for, I appreciate having the kōrero with you guys this morning. So yeah, mihi ana kia tātou.
Oh, kia ora. Kia pai tōra.
Ai, koe hoki.
Ka kite.
Ka kite. Ka noho nei au I te huhe kōraru ana I te ngaronga o taku kai roro whakapau I a mahara Ki mai e a whia ki ri a iei tāvua Te hoa uru Ka mahe anoa I te ua te hoa uru